Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. The author of two books about political campaigns, Dr. Daniel Kreese, studies how digital communications and social media platforms are used to reach voters during elections. His research at the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media guides elections policy at the state and federal level.
Dr. Kreese finds himself teaching journalism students in what he considers a revolutionary era for the so-called free press and mainstream media.
It's a really interesting time to be teaching in a journalism school, where my students go on to jobs at the New York Times and the Washington Post and the News and Observer, et cetera. So one of the things that they think a lot about is, what is their role in the political world? How do they keep the public's trust, keep the public's confidence? How do they maintain their legitimacy as information producers and information that's essential to the functioning of democracy? So we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot about objectivity. We talk a lot about fairness. We talk a lot about the pursuit of truth. We talk a lot about how they handle rising tides of polarization and partisanship around them, of which journalists are caught a lot in the middle. And one of the biggest challenges, I think, for students who want to be journalists today is that the way that they're seen is often out of their hands. Political elites on both sides of the aisle can gain a lot of mileage in attacking the press. And they have incentives to do so because it means it's harder to hold them accountable if they delegitimize the press. The struggle for journalists is that they need to maintain this credibility and public trust, but there's constantly political elites and actors that are looking to undermine that because they stand to gain the most when there's not a free and independent and legitimate press in society. We have a lot of those conversations. I try to prepare them as best they can for political dynamics. And at the end of the day, we rely on time-honored methods of journalism and reporting, getting the facts right, being transparent about the process, being fair, but never compromising the truth. And frankly, as a social scientist as well, those are pretty good values to live by when it comes to producing my own scholarship and research.
As the director of the Center for Information, Technology, and Public Life at UNC, Dr. Kreese studies how growing social media platforms can shape opinion and affect elections.
This gets to the core of what the Center for Information, Technology, and Public Life at UNC is working on. Broadly, what sorts of misinformation and disinformation is out there in our contemporary public sphere? How do we mitigate its effects? How do we craft effective policy, both at the state level, but also by platform companies like Facebook and Twitter and Google themselves in order to combat mis and disinformation? How do we reinvest social trust in journalism organizations? How do we create viable models for the press to reinvigorate local news, for instance, which has been disappearing across the country and which has been heightening these problems of mis and disinformation because people can't get reliable facts about political or social life? So I think there's a couple different categories of mis and disinformation, and this really is what sort of gets at the heart of what the center does, but also shows how complicated the issue is. In an era of social media, Facebook has 2 billion users and truly connects the globe. In an era where YouTube videos can be produced for almost zero cost and uploaded and quickly gain an audience into the hundreds of millions of people, the research community is trying to get their handle on it. So at our new center, for instance, we have researchers that are looking at broadly what sorts of information is in the public sphere, how much of it is false or problematic, what should be the policies that platform companies have that both honor our free speech traditions in the United States while also trying to mitigate harmful speech that might do things like erode public trust or amplify social division. These are all really difficult and complicated questions.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.